Who knows what an ant farm is? Anybody that was on the call the other day? An ant farm. Everybody know the story about the ants? What do you have in the middle of the ant farm? The queen. That's right. And what are all those other people doing for the queen? That's right. They're working for the queen. So that's what we try to do. We try to create an ant farm where we get a lot of people out there working to bring us deals. And the way we do that is, the way we find our ants is we put an ad in the paper. This is what my ad says. Part-time person wanted to take pictures of houses. Flexible schedule. Income potential unlimited. Must have a car and camera. Call Dave. My phone rang off the hook for 3 straight days after I put this ad in the paper. I had originally put it in for a week. I called the woman and said, stop running that ad. I got 30 people in 2 different shifts up to my three-room apartment in the kitchen. And I figured I wasn't going to interview these people one-on-one. I was going to get as many as I could in. So I had 15 people up there, and I explained to them how the program works. I said, you go out in your car, you find me an abandoned, neglected property, take a picture of it, and I'll pay you $10 for the picture. If you can find out who the owner is, I'll pay you an additional $5. This is a property report sheet. You need to fill out this property report sheet with every picture that you bring in. I had about 10 of those people. I only did this once. I had about 10 of those people driving around and bringing me all kinds of pictures. Within a month, I had over 350 abandoned house pictures in files in my office. There were so many, I had to stop the program. They worked so well. A couple of things that you want to know about this. Number one, you should have a list of properties that you already know about handy so you can hand these people, all right? Because you're not going to pay them for something that you already know about. So give them the list. You should give them different sections of the city or town or different sections of your area, regional, depending on how many people you have. And then when they bring in pictures, you add those to the list and let them know that the list is updated every week. Now, if somebody happens to bring me a picture, the same picture that somebody else brought me in earlier in the week, I'm going to pay them because I haven't updated the list. All right, because this person, you know, I don't pay them. They're going to get mad at me. They're not going to find any more deals. And I'm going to make $20,000 on the next deal they bring me. So I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to pay them if I haven't written that list yet. While I have them at that first meeting, I have pictures of houses that I'm looking for. I have those abandoned houses. All right, I say they look like this. I want them to be abandoned. If they're not abandoned or if they're a pretty house, I don't want them. Okay? And you'll let them know. You'll train them real quick. They come in with a house that doesn't look like it's empty or, you know, has a car parked in front of it, just got some shades up with some growing plants in it, then that's not an abandoned. You just don't pay them. And then they'll get you the ones that you want. Yeah? Thanks.
Do you get X number of people per town to cover them, or?
Do I get X number of people per town? Depending on the size of the town, but I was giving people a couple of towns. Okay. And I was overlapping them. I figured that, you know, they weren't going to do this full time. You know, they're just going to be riding through areas. So I said, okay, you and you, Abington. And I was paying for double pictures at times.
Yeah.
But I'd rather get the double pictures than not get the ones that are out there.
Okay, thank you.
Dave, what were you paying people to actually run around and do this for you? How were you paying that? How was that structured?
I was paying them $10 a picture. So they brought me in a picture, it was $10. If they brought me in the property report with the owner's name on it, it was an additional $5. And I also offered them, when I closed on the property, a $500 bonus. So when I closed, I pay them an additional $5, and I let them know that there would be a better chance for me to close on the property if they went to the neighbor's house and found out where these people were. And that's what they did. They were knocking on doors. And I used to just give them my business cards and say, here, hand them these business cards when you're knocking on the door. Do I still have them doing it? I don't have them doing it right now. I did the program for a good year and a half. And I was just overwhelmed by pictures. I have 3 filing cabinets full of pictures. I know every abandoned house in my area and what the story is. Why aren't I doing it? Because I'm just too busy. I got too many other things going on. And it's overwhelming. Now, the next thing you got to do is you got to track these things. I had so many so fast that I had 2 different files. I had 1 file with all the pictures in it and all the property report sheets. And then if I had made contact with anybody or done any additional research, then I moved it over to an active file, so a completely separate draw with a tickler file. And every time I made contact, on the back of the property report sheet is what I would write down, you know, all the contact and anybody I talked to about that particular property. Now, some of the other things that might go in the file are field cards. If I went over to the city or the town, went to the assessor's office, got the field card, possibly get a municipal lien certificate to find out what was owned on the property. If I saw an auction ad came up on any particular addresses that I had, they would go in there. And again, I separated them as active and non-active. Now remember, I also have a skip tracer working with me too, because these properties are abandoned. And if I couldn't find the owner right away, we didn't know where he was, then the file went over to the skip tracer and I would call them in. I would actually fax them. The same property repair sheet that I showed you would also be sent, just faxed right over to the skip tracer. And he knew it was from me. Then he'd call me with where those people were, if he could find them. 90% of the time, he could find them. It's a really powerful program. It's a way for you to go out and get deals really fast. People will call you off of that ad. A lot of people will call you. You shouldn't put it in for more than 2 days. Meet all your people at the same time. Don't waste your time interviewing one-on-one. Some people aren't even going to be interested after you talk to them. What do you care? You just want the ones that are going to go out there and find the properties. Anybody have any questions on those Zan Farms? Yep.
That's right.
No? What goes right along with Zan Farms are bird dogs. Let everyone you know you're in the business. Family, friends, coworkers, the paper boy, the gas man, offer them all a $500 bonus. We talked about handing those business cards to everybody. This is what you might want to put on the back of your business card. If you call me over a property that I buy, I'll pay you $500 at the closing. I buy ugly and pretty houses, any area or any condition. Call me now. I remember I was at a property that I was looking for to do repairs on it for Freddie Mac. And this is when I first was starting out. And there was a gentleman outside looking at the property as well. And I had the key to it, and he came up to me and he said, is there any chance I can get into that property? And I said, who are you? He said, I'm an investor and I'm thinking about buying it. And I said, sure, I'll take you through it. So I took him through it, and he said, who are you? And I said, I'm the contractor, I'm going to be doing work on it. He said, do you do a lot of work on these properties? I said, yeah, I do. He says, here's my card. And he flipped it right over, and that's what he had written on the back of the card. He said, you tell me about all the vacant properties you're going into? He says, and anyone I close on, I'll pay you $500. You bet he got a call from me until I started doing this myself. There's another thing you can do. I remember my very first boot camp that I ever went to, and it was with a local guy in my area, and there were seven of us. And one of the things we did is we checked around different neighborhoods looking for properties, looking for abandoned properties, and just cruising around. And on one corner, there was a bunch of kids standing there. And he said, watch this. So we pull up to the kids, seven of us in the car, right? And he says, hey, guys, he says, which one of the houses are for sale around here? And they're all looking at him like, what do you mean? They said, oh, somebody told me that one of your friend's parents are going to be selling their house. They said, oh, that must be Bobby. His folks are getting divorced. He lives on such and such street. So we got down the address. We went by it. The property was in disrepair. He calls them up on the phone when we get back to the office. And he says, I understand that you may be thinking of selling your house. And the woman said, who told you that? And the great next line is, I'm not sure. You know, I'm a real estate investor, and I talk to a lot of people. But somebody had mentioned that you might be selling your house, so I'm just calling to see if there's something I can do to help you out. Well, sure enough, we bought the house at the boot camp from asking the kids on the corner who might be selling their house. So think of creative ways to do this.